Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hello, this is Madeline Bass. Go get your blessing. Happy holidays to everyone. This is Martin Luther King's celebration for his birthday today. And I know, there have been parades, there have been parties, there have been speeches, there have been Facebooks and Twiddles and Instagrams and everything else of celebrating today. And I know we all have a day, no matter who you are, that you want to celebrate. It doesn't matter, Labor Day, Columbus Day, Kwanzaa, St. Patrick's. There's all types of different days that we celebrate. But today is a celebration of Martin Luther King's life and all that he did along the way. So remembering him for his faith, his vision, his strength, his courage, his humanity, his brilliant mind, his powerful words. He's inspiring others to be leaders, and his leadership is just an awesome example of peaceful and faithful. And he's left this legacy, this giant footprint for many of us to follow from here on out. So what are you doing in order to leave a legacy like this? Should this be the only person that we can look to say that he made the ultimate sacrifice for us? Are there any individuals who are in your circle? Are you the person that God has designed and created to make a difference at this magnitude? We all have this capability, but we don't trust God enough to step out on our faith, because that's the only difference. If you know God has given you a vision, a purpose, then you're going to leave that type of legacy where people will remember you. They'll remember you. They'll remember you when you're here, and they're going to remember you when you're gone. So what type of legacy, what kind of impact, what kind of footprint, what kind of a brilliant vision has God given you, and he's equipped you even, but you are just too afraid to step out on your faith to do so. So I say thank you to him, to God, really, for him, and just for him being able to inspire generations and the legacy so great. So thank you for the platform of prayers, you know, where we pray for one another. We may not do it like we should. We don't need to wait until there's a season of tragedies or hurt or hate crimes or whatever the case may be. This is not the opportunity to go there. Let's live a peaceful life like we do for Christmas or Easter. Those are the times where, you know, Facebook is pretty tolerant. You know, you got peacefulness. People are talking about unity and loving each other. So, you know, they sharing their Christmas trees and their gifts and, you know, time with their family. You got family reunions. But yet when there's times that we have every day of the year that we should celebrate the people who are around us who are making a difference. So thank you for that platform of prayer that we use every day. And those are giant shoulders that we're standing on. Generations and generations of people who are standing on. I remember him as far as the stories that my grandmother told, because he was killed actually the year after I was born. So I'm just grateful to just have the opportunity to hear my grandparents and my parents talk about how far we've come. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what anybody says, we have so many privileges. We really do. We have the same advantages and we have the same opportunities as anyone else. We just need to utilize them. We're lazy. We've gotten to where we want to be lazy. We want everything handed to us. We don't want to work for anything anymore. And that doesn't matter if it's just any particular race. It's just we have not taught our children to work. Period. Like, we want everything microwave, quick, fast, and in a hurry. So no matter what color your child is, we have grandbabies and children who are half this and half that. So you can't tell that child that only a part of them is better than the other one. Don't do that, because that child as a whole is amazing. So excited for the legacy, to be able to talk to God about what it is he has in store for us. He's an advocate. He's a teacher. He was a minister. He was a husband. He was a father, a humanitarian, civil rights leader. He was just a drum major of justice. He was out front leading many of people, Million Man Marches. And there's just so many things that the March on Selma, there's so many things that he's inspired people to do. So let's stay focused on our legacy, on our vision and our purpose, okay? Let's start to speak out, because when we speak, he speaks. We hear his voice. When we sing out, we hear him standing. We hear this "I have a dream" speech, but we shouldn't hear it and let it ring out only in a season. Talk to our kids, you know, let them hear. Just quit. They don't sit and listen to the whole 30 minutes because they're probably not going to want to. But if you teach them from the beginning of showing them power in voice, power in prayer, power in trusting and having a vision, you can start with him. It's okay. You know, back in the day, you sat out in front of the radio and that's all you had. So why is it so hard for us to sit our kids down and get used to listening to albums and CDs and recordings? Fill the MP3 players up with some positive. Why do we have to let them run their kids are not they are there for you to guide and lead and to be an example for. Let's stop teaching them to fight and beat up and cut and kill and shoot. And instead, let's teach them, give them knowledge, because that's going to help them to move forward. Let us always ring out purpose and passion and having a positive comment about each other, and even a positive commitment. And I am so respectfully grateful for that. I was a young girl, and now I'm grown up, and I am respecting his sacrifice. The sacrifice that Christ made for me, I celebrate each and every day. But today I want to celebrate God for creating such an amazing and outstanding family, not just even one individual. So let's be thankful for Trailblazers. That's who Dr. King is, and we will never forget him. Let's take this time to continue. We have opportunities available to us because of his sacrifices. Let's be faith walkers. I'm Madeline Bass, So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. Those of you in Palestine, remember, the Expo Spring Explosion 2017 is on February 13th at the Benny Keith Building, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and I'd love to see you there. Come and learn how to set up your mobile marketing goals. I'm Madeline Bass, keeping it real daily. God bless and may keep you. Have a wonderful and powerful day.